Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There was a hack attack. And not the type of hack that that it's a bad radio host. It's the type of...
Hey, man, I'm shutting down the pipeline at 8 minutes after the hour.
You going to fill it up with teddy bears?
Yeah!
So
that's right, Diamond.
Gash attack.
Then Bob Baffert issued a statement, Mike. Bob Baffert's statement was, yeah, that's the ticket.
Meanwhile, the horse apparently will run in a Preakness
this weekend.
Because anything goes in Baltimore. Come on up. I don't care. I don't care if you got methamphetamine running through that horse's veins. You come up and run in a Preakness. No problem at all.
Do you think there's going to be any fungal ointments in the infield?
Yeah. What do you play with a stick and and balls on a table?
Oh, ping pong?
Pool.
No.
Oh, pool.
No.
Pool. Ping pong.
Pull. I guess not a stick.
That was a weird answer.
I don't know why. The table is what
sports.
Made me think.
Even the lowest rung of sports is lost on him. He's never done anything. He never threw a ball. That's what it is.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I've been so eager to jump into the show all week, I haven't given proper introductions to the show. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Indianapolis, Indiana, Denver, Colorado, Florence, Arizona, Cusco, Peru, Long Beach, California, Brighton Beach, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And that was funny, by the way. The murder dirter from Saturday Night Live mocking our favorite TV show, Mayor of Easttown. And, the murder dirter, and the whole thing like that is very similar to a Baltimore accent.
Subtler, though.
That is, no, I can speak to the Pennsylvania accent a little bit better than most. I married a Pennsylvania girl
with
a Pennsylvania family. Mm. And what they have, like, for example, when you sit down to eat with a family, you're enjoying a nice...
Durder?
How do you say it?
Durder?
Meal. No. Meal. You're having a meal.
No, it's a mill.
Mill.
Oh, a mill. Yeah, mill.
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 Yeah. Mill.
Yeah. A mill. There are a few. God, if I could only remember what
Mike,
Carlo
was. You know
say.
Who you know? You know the Pennsylvanians.
The Pennsylvanians. It's, I'm trying, it's the lazy tongue. It's the lazy tongue a little bit.
Also, don't they have
You don't want to say, ah. You don't want to move your mouth around. You want to say, meal.
Mill.
You'll say mill.
Mill.
Yeah.
Because you're not opening your mouth enough, you know?
Don't they also have a
you
different...
You live by the golden rule.
Don't they have a you different do. Pattern of sometimes with questions, too? I remember this from Pennsylvania when they would say, like, did you go to the store? Not did you go to the store, but did you go to the store?
That might be true. Don't know
true.
Anything. I know the lazy the lazy consonants.
Okay.
That's what I... Like,
well, it's a vowel.
You're gonna play. What do you play with a stick and a balls on a table?
Oh, ping pong,
pool.
No,
oh, pool.
No,
pool.
Pull.
Ping pong.
Pull. I guess not a stick.
That was a weird answer.
I don't know why. The table is what
sports.
Made me think.
even the lowest rung of sports is lost on him.
Any he never activity. Lifted. Any
he's
activity.
Never done. He's never done anything except watch television in his lifetime. He never threw a ball. That's what it is. You know,
that would be the name. That would be the name of my autobiography. I never
that?
Threw a ball.
He never threw a ball.
He never threw a ball.
Broken
so,
home.
Anyway, thank you for letting me watch that before the show started. They were the boys wanted me to watch the Saturday Night Live where they were mocking the Pennsylvania accent from Mayor of Easttown. And look, we're going to get to gasoline today. We're going to talk about it. We have plenty of time on the show. It's Freeform Wednesday on the Mike
New
O'Mara
feature.
Show.
I like that.
But I have to
Anything
tell
goes.
You that I'm glad you had me go look at a YouTube video because this is for Oscar primarily because I have to ask some questions about what happened.
I like it.
So there I was one day. There's nothing I enjoy more, sometimes usually in the wee hours of the morning, when I am literally mindlessly cycling through YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it has now become more and more problematic. And I don't know if I'm the only one that was cruising without any problem on YouTube whatsoever. And then suddenly they started popping on a little 15-second advertisement. And now on multiple occasions, yes, while I've been wanting to go look at my, well, I'll tip my hand to one of my favorite, Boat Fails.
Okay.
I like Boat Fails. Sure. That's one of the things I really love. I love seeing a guy on a 50-foot yacht that doesn't know how to dock it, and he's slamming into other more expensive yachts.
Yeah.
Big fun for me. I love that. And that's really all that is me trying to feel better about myself.
Sure.
Looking at him and go, what an idiot. Look at that. Look at that. You know. And people, by the way, that videotaped that, and you hear the comments, oh, man, he's in trouble now. No one offering to help.
Yeah, no one saying stop.
No, because no, they all want to be. They just want to be YouTube influencers. That's what they want. Yeah.
So my question is, I know this sounds like a rube question, but where did this? How come I went so long enjoying my little YouTube videos without this little injection of, in some cases, a 4-minute infomercial?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know what to do. I don't want to change anything.
You don't want to pay. You won't pay.
Well, maybe, but the thing is, I did it for a long time without that happening. So what's going on?
The wonderful people on Facebook that watch our show, we have it available on Facebook and YouTube at the same time.
Sure.
On Facebook, we have those type of ads enabled. And so, you don't lose the show. You just get an ad inserted. Because every penny counts.
I insert ads.
Every penny counts. Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're doing it, why are you mad at them?
Okay. And a lot of people I know are going to say that about me.
Yeah.
But I want to know when that. Did they all start doing it at once? Was it a big setup on Facebook?
No. You had to engage that feature into your videos. And most creators are losing really revenue to other platforms and other. It's a competition every day, Mike. So every option that Facebook or YouTube gives you to monetize, you will take.
Well, so then we ought to just, but we have to use those big platforms to reach as many people.
We could build our own, mm-hmm. but why would we do that if it's already built?
Right.
It's already built and it's already there, yes. but it's inconvenient. And I'd like to know how it works.
$4.99 a month for YouTube. Depending on what package, to not have any ads.
Yeah. You get that offer a lot.
Yes.
You get it a lot.
I've paid that, and it's blissful because then I don't have to deal with it anymore.
So that's it.
Yes.
But why did they let me go for so long? Why didn't I know this? That's how they get you.
Do you think Gmail's free forever? No. Eventually, they'll be like, hey, we're going to need that $5.99 a month.
Oh, well, they did that, and then I just eliminated every old Gmail I ever had in the world.
Most people would be lazy and say, fine, you gave it to me.
No,
this.
I didn't want to pay money for something like that.
You're a better man than I am. Look, eventually Shannon will divorce me, just like YouTube, and she'll want something from me, and I'll have to give it to her for all those years of her youth.
But she's not inserting ads now.
No, but she's starting.
How's the connectivity today, by the way?
Great.
Are we all right?
You look great.
We look good.
All right. Just checking.
But I think so if he were to start like a new YouTube account and like wipe clean, like just sneak in, would he go ad free for a while because the first taste is free?
No, it's when the platform was built.
Ah, yes. Okay.
You can't go back in time unless you got a DeLorean.
So it's 88 miles an hour?
Yes.
But it is, do you feel there are more ads?
Space-time continuing. Oh, yeah. Willie, or what the hell was his name?
Marty.
Not Willie.
Willie.
Bring the dog Einstein next time.
Bring the dog, Willie.
But the do you feel there are more ads now?
To adjust it. The space-time continuum.
Flux capacitor, Doc.
The flux capacitor. Hey, where, Marty.
Pretty damn good.
Christopher Lloyd is in the new Bob Odenkirk movie.
He is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's been around a long time. Think back, Mike.
Jim Ignatowski. I could do without the Doc.
Oh, I love the Doc. I love Doc Brown. And I think Oscar is a Back to the Future guy,
I'm
too.
Yeah, I'm a fan. And he was great in, what is it? Right. Not Sold. What's it? Locked Out. What's the movie with Odenkirk? What's the movie called?
Nobody.
But also, Mike, go way back with Christopher Lloyd. Remember, he was one of the patients in Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, that's right. And so was Danny DeVito.
So he goes way back.
Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito, who played Nurse Ratched. There's a trivia question. You have five seconds.
Louise.
Fletcher.
Fletcher. Not Lasser. I was thinking Fletcher. That's not right. That's Mary Hartman.
Louise Fletcher, one of the great horrible cold nurses, which started a trend of cold, nasty nurses.
Mm.
You know? And I have certainly been in a medical facility enough to know you get good ones and you get bad ones. And I love our nurses.
Yeah, nurses are great.
We have many nurses that listen to this show. You know, and that's wonderful too.
That's where the power is. Doctors get all the glory, but the nurses, power of love. That's where it's at. That's right. Back to the future.
It's a question of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
You know when a nurse is engaged and when a nurse is not.
Can I say how much I love being in a room with Rob again? It's like this like pop pop pop
so
pop,
great.
Pop pop.
It is. It's very great. Neat.
What do you mean? Like you get the
back?
Rhythm?
Why don't you move back, Mike? And we can hold this together.
Yeah,
I might someday when I don't feel like golfing anymore.
We have golf courses up here, Mike. You could live near Goose Creek.
Not in January.
You can go to Queenstown. You just got to go over the bridge.
Exactly, right.
Not in January. And I like having them relatively close by.
Isn't too close too close?
And isn't there a lovely nine-hole?
I'm leaving too close and I'm moving to a little less close.
Mike, I think there is a lovely nine-hole course in Rock Creek Park.
Yeah, public.
Yes, that would be lovely. I'd get you off the YouTube.
I'm very content where I am right now. But I'm also, I don't know. I'm a never say never kind of person. I really am. I'm a never say never kind of person.
I will jump in front of a moving bus the day you move back to Northern Virginia.
I wouldn't move back to D.C.
No, I wouldn't move back to D.C.
I know this. But I don't know, I don't know.
What about Delaware?
No.
No. That was a response.
Derder.
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 Did this. All right, let's talk, shall we, about gasoline. So here's the way I understand this. Panic buying now in certain parts of the United States, but the way it's understood down here, because a lot of our petrol comes via water, that we get it via shipping, that we are not, I would assume, Tampa, that gets a lot of the... We're not in the same boat as a lot of other people that get it with this pipeline. Rob had mentioned that, of course, in the Northern Virginia area, there's panic buying.
It seemed to happen
everywhere.
At about 3:30 yesterday afternoon.
Once they announced.
Yeah, because, Mike, what there is Virginia, thank God our governor did this, announced a state of emergency. Now, the thing
Well, wait
is,
a minute. I mean, maybe there is a legitimate state of emergency.
Let's set the table for people who maybe hadn't seen the story.
That's right.
There was a hack attack. And not the type of hack that that it's a bad radio host. It's the type of...
Hey, man, I'm shutting down the pipeline at 8 minutes after the hour.
You going to fill it up with teddy bears?
Yeah!
So
That's right, Diamond.
Gash attack.
Who threw the teddy bear first?
Gash attack. Well, there it is on CNN 17 hours ago. Virginia governor declared a state of emergency due to potential statewide gas shortages. So it's maybe you guys, there you go, Rob, ground zero for this problem.
The way I understand it, he declared a state of emergency not because we're going to run out of gas and it's going to be, you know, a month-long crisis. It's not that kind of emergency. By declaring a state of emergency, it loosens restrictions on how gas can get to the stations. So that's actually...
How many tankers can roll through town?
Right, but...
Here's the quote from the governor.
Okay.
If prolonged, the pipeline closure will result in gasoline supply disruption to various retailers throughout the Commonwealth. Since the pipeline is the primary source of gasoline to many Virginia retailers, while current gasoline reserves in the Commonwealth are sufficient to address immediate supply concerns, a long-term disruption in the pipeline will require transportation of fuel and other oil derivatives via interstate and state roadways. Hey, good news for the roadways around D.C. As of 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 7.6% of the gas stations in Virginia don't have fuel.
It was at 11% this morning. I think it was
11%.
Mike, and you know, this place, God bless the success here. One home can have as many as five cars. So you got to keep going back and then filling up your other car and then filling up your other car and filling up your other car.
Well, right. And that's what people will do.
Yeah. Of course.
That's what people will do. But you're in a situation where the idea of mass transit in Washington, D.C. is non-existent. Unlike places like New York and Boston.
Hey, where we have mass transit in Boston.
I walked to the metro the other day. It's empty, but it's rolling.
It's busy, but it's not as significant as it is in other cities. Primarily, the transportation people go to work, they take carries.
Yeah.
And carries are the way they get to work. That's
I told
the way
Shannon we'd walk. She was like, hey, what's the deal with this gas thing? I said, do you think we really need to drive where we're going? We can
Well, maybe
walk.
A few less trips to Olney, and based on last weekend, you probably don't want to go back there for a while
break.
Anyway. Time for a little bitty break.
Yes.
All right.
Mike, it was on one of the Loudoun County websites this morning that at 6 a.m., we have a Costco in my neighborhood. It's on Edwards Ferry Road, about, I'd say maybe a quarter mile from Edwards Ferry Road, from Route 15.
No one cares.
Can I ask a question for once after 40 years of working with you? Why do you ever realize that we are a national show? That's about 10 minutes from Edwards Ferry, which is about 3 minutes from the thing.
Because
like that.
Mike,
you're not
Mike,
in D.C. anymore.
Mike.
Get out of your own head.
What I wanted to tell you is that 6 a.m., the cars for the gas station were backed up to Route 15 through the parking lot, down the road.
Just tell us the cars from my local gas station.
Quarter mile back up.
Okay, I'd like to apologize, but I have to beg your pardon because we're in a state of a national emergency right now.
I understand that.
I'm panicking.
I understand that. I have a story right here. It's all around D.C., Virginia, Maryland, where I'm getting these stories. But so you saw how many backups at gas stations on your drive-in, and please, we don't need the detail of the streets.
The best one was the gas station.
The best one was the one just next to the Harris Teeter on Woodley Billy Boulevard.
We have a gas station that has a huge parking lot because it's brand new, and they haven't
filled it. Is it a Wawa?
No, it was a Sheetz.
Sheetz, I love Sheetz.
And it really looked like a Tetris game when I drove by it today. Yeah. It was cubically full of cars, some sideways, some this way, some that way. There's probably 16 pumps. They're all going, and I honestly can't see how they're getting cars in and out of that parking lot when I drove by.
And I bet you on Amazon there's a run on plastic hoses.
Yeah, for siphoning.
I tried to siphon gas once, almost died. It was terrible.
We're so fragile. Aren't we fragile?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we so fragile?
Sure.
We take so much for granted, and then boom, something happens like
Shannon,
this.
Get gas. Butterfly.
Go. Everybody's going to contribute to it.
I went to the gas station.
I brought all my Tupperware.
How many gas stations, numerically, how many gas stations did you go by that you saw a line?
I only go by two. I don't go by many gas stations.
And they were both? They were both jammed up.
Slammed. And, I found out last night as Carrie was driving home that certain gas stations are indeed out. Our Sunoco is out. The Shell is out.
Well, they said 11%.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous number for fuel stations.
Carrie thought she says, look, there's no one at the Sunoco. And she pulled in. I say, well, there's no one there because there's no gas.
Patsy Dowell, a Maryland resident, told CNN he drove to North Carolina to see his mom for Mother's Day.
Yes.
Oh, it's a guy.
Some guys can be named Patsy.
This morning, he went to the Speedway gas station on Highway 321 in Boone, North Carolina, to fill up his tank and planned to head back to Baltimore tomorrow. Even though he was able to get a full tank after a 30-minute wait, he said after seeing the situation at the gas station, he decided to stay back in North Carolina with his parents for a few extra days. Well, I guess Patsy's not burdened with employment then. Which is fantastic.
You'll have someone cover for him in Baltimore.
My drive back home to Baltimore is about 8 hours.
Well, I called into Domino and I said, I can't come in.
I'm lucky I can stay here a few extra days. I hope it's not like this everywhere. Lots of stations with bags over pump handles and ones with long lines.
Meanwhile, his parents in Boone are saying, maybe it's best if you all head on down the road.
This is okay. I go back, I flash back. Yeah, excuse me. What did you say you were from? Baltimore? Well, we have only enough fuel for the citizens of Boone. Boone, by the way, is a gorgeous town in the Carolinas.
It is.
College town, right?
Mountain town.
Yeah.
Very beautiful, very expensive real estate. Anyway, as far as this is, I flash back to the great toilet paper shortage of 2020.
Sure.
When we were, this too will pass eventually. That's the way it will happen. But it's a, I don't know.
Isn't it time for us to go completely solar? Because look, the The Priuses of the world, and the Teslas of the world are laughing at us figuring out how to get gas.
Probably.
Well, yeah. We have a lease up in October, and I'm going to put the squeeze on Mrs. O to go electric.
Yeah.
Woogie woogie.
Give back to the Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. But it's still not the infrastructure, and I'm sure this is not by accident, is not easy for electric cars. There are not
charging stations. It's harder to hack all of the individual grids around the country than to hack one big pipe that feeds one big region.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. I understand that.
Hack the pipe.
Yeah, and they can, yeah, as I said, you're right about what you just brought up, is the grid, that they could do that just as easily as they could do the pipeline.
But I saw this on the nightly news last night with Lester. And Lester told me that it's harder to hack each individual grid. Yes. Mm. Each individual grid.
I'm Lester Holt, and I drive a Volt. all right. Well, you know, we have to take a break.
We do.
When we come back, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. And we'll be talking about Rob's top 10 SNL cast later in the show. Talk about my love affair with a particular movie star. And coming up the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny too. You, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
Johnny on the spot.
Good
Welcome
boy,
back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen up. Lower than expected unemployment numbers have pushed mortgage rates back to the lowest levels of the year. Furthermore, a recent study indicated that a third of you who could save hundreds per month with a refinancing are yet to take advantage of these low rates.
Yeah.
Well, we're waiting, especially if you don't have any gas. Sit at home and do it. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, the time to act is now. And all you do is call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Rates in the mid-2s will not be here forever. And with loans closing in just 2 weeks, why would you call anyone else? Cornerstone First is a direct lender, and they will meet or beat any offer. Mortgage rates go up like a rocket and come down like a parachute.
Slowly, softly.
You get what I'm saying? Ugh. So call today before this rocket takes off again and you've lost this opportunity. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yes, it is. All right, Betty White. We love Betty White, right? Doesn't everybody love
She's
Betty
still
White?
She's alive, right?
Yeah.
She turned 99 back in January,
wow.
And I thought I'd give you an update. So far, she has survived the COVID-19 pandemic, although, like the rest of us, it hasn't been easy. This is what her rep says. She's been keeping herself busy at home, reading, watching TV, and doing crossword puzzles.
A few bites of cake.
It's like preventing her from going out and doing her rock climbing? What's going on here?
No spelunking today, Betty.
But she's been lonely because she misses interacting with her friends face to face, but she's making it work. She writes letters, makes phone calls, and has occasional visits with friends through the window of her home. I thought old people in California, they don't get vaccinated. What's going on? I thought most old people are getting vaccinated.
She's being extra cautious.
I think she's an anti-vaxxer. She's very outspoken.
Don't say
you
that.
Don't know.
I don't know that. She hadn't been the same since Ludden died, Mike.
She also has ducks on her property, and when they come by the house, she waves to them.
You know, I've
she's
hugged
99.
I've hugged her. When we met her one of the CBS radio tours, and I asked her for a hug, and she was kind. She hugged me.
Did she come on our show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have remembered that.
Yeah.
God, I forgot. Betty White?
Yeah.
We interviewed Betty White?
She was awesome. She was great.
Was that the same time we interviewed Dick Van Dyke?
That was the second year. Dick Van Dyke was the first year. And then hers was
the
next
year. We did two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We went to Los Angeles twice?
Actually, we did it three times, I think. Because I can remember three sets, three setups. The best one was when you and Don were tired of talking to people, so I had to sit there and pretend to record interviews with people.
Low-level celebrities.
Yeah, but I had a great time with John Schneider.
Nice.
It was really fun, yeah.
But for every Dick Van Dyke they'd give you an Ian Ziering.
Exactly, exactly.
He didn't
right.
like us calling him Ian.
That's right.
Which was frustrating. By the way, I know Oscar was talking about how he loves you being in the studio. I hate it. I loved it when I saw both of you individually, and I saw your perfect little pictures and your perfect little mic sounds, and it wasn't
constant Rob over Oscar's mic.
That's my entire life.
What?
That. Rob over me.
No, but it's, I look forward to seeing both your little faces. I know the listeners are seeing individual shots of you.
Yeah, you're just making it all about you.
Yes. There's a little behind the curtain there. I hate behind the curtain, too. That's the way it is. The show has been bad today. Not content bad. It's been bad technically for me.
Yes. Not because of us.
Somebody cut a power line or something down. It's the gas shortage.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what it is. The paparazzi, speaking of Florida, caught up with A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, outside a Miami restaurant, and they asked him straight up how he felt about the Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck situation. His answer, I kind of like this, much as it's the other guy.
Yeah.
Go Yankees.
That's all you can say.
Yeah. Well, he knows that Ben Affleck's a big Boston guy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But is he
hitting
home runs?
And then the article goes on to say, it's not clear if it was meant as shade. Oh, shut up.
I don't like shade.
What is...
ex-fiance. He's going to be bitter.
Okay. How do you feel about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez an hour after you broke up? This is when I side squarely with the celebrities. I'm not sure it's meant to throw shade. No, maybe it was meant to be a funny little aside at an incredibly indelicate question about a guy that just broke up with a woman he was going to be married to.
You're throwing shade at the paparazzi, Mike.
I hate those people.
And can't two good-looking people just be friends?
That's right, without boning.
I like the paparazzi when it's the telephoto lens that shows somebody in a bikini far away. I don't like the paparazzi when it's like, hey, Alex Trebek, how you doing tonight? How's your dinner?
Are you like the classy Hello Magazine European paparazzi?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Up in the mountain chalet. Like.
Not the TMZ mouth breathers.
Right.
I think I'm going to need to be swabbed here because I think I might have inhaled a dog hair.
Oh, dear. Can you tell by the flavor which dog?
Something's in here. Something's in my studio today. It's one of those days. It's just one of those days. It's happening. So anyway, we don't really know. I guess they spent some time apart away, I guess, in Montana. Bennifer, as they like to call him. And we don't know what happened. Yeah. So, and then when they came back to Los Angeles, they went to the Jennifer's house.
Do you think it's the text comes from Ben Affleck to Jennifer Lopez that says, I hope you're doing all right. You've come back from worse or something like that, because the engagement's broken up.
Right.
And then she's like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I'm just sitting here naked in Montana.
Eggplant emoji.
Ben Affleck was just on the heels. What was that? I missed that, Rob. You were off mic.
The eggplant emoji.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
When you're talking on the microphone, I know you want to look at Oscar when you're talking.
Hey, you don't have to look at me. Just keep looking at Mike.
Okay.
Every time you
do. He doesn't have to look.
No, he doesn't know. That's not it. It's an audio issue, a-hole. it's a directional microphone.
Understood.
Every time you turn what is the equivalent of a nuclear silo to the left. All that
flesh. Fidelity's gone.
It loses it.
Yes.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. So, you could do this.
Yes.
You could do this and kind of look at
it. I'm okay if I'm not looked at during the broadcast.
I actually prefer not looking at
it. Yeah, I prefer it.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line, we just last week had a story about Jennifer Garner getting a nice text on Mother's Day from Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to believe he's got a butler that does this, but a sensitivity butler that sends out like all these like
his texting butler has two T's in it.
They're thirst traps. They're thirst traps for ladies in his life.
He had a throwaway again. Butler. B-U-T-T.
Yeah, that's his
like
butler.
Buttocks.
Yeah. Oh,
butler. Like buttocks.
Mm-hmm. Butler.
As a divorcee who loves his family, I get that kind of move. And I swear to God, I am on the verge of like choking to death here. I don't know what I sucked in
was
my
it,
lungs.
Was it?
I think it's a dog hair.
Was it a dog hair from Boston?
Or a dog hair from Mexico?
Oh!
Could be.
Both, of course.
Wow. Yeah.
Both, of course. Do you need some water?
Yeah.
I got water right here. I'm doing fine. I'm doing as well as can be expected. This was after a complete Comcast meltdown. Mm. Now I'm having trouble. I'm having a great deal of difficulty today.
You look
Please
good.
Bear with me. Thank you. Thank you so much. Booze. brings us together at bars and barbecues.
Bars.
But a new study found it's also true. I literally have sucked a dog hair into my lungs, and it's killing me.
And, you know, the thing is that if you do that, water won't help because it's in the airway, not the tummy.
You got some nitrous?
Oh, nitrous.
God, John.
That goes to the brain, I think.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Excuse me just a second.
Yeah. Well,
talk
yeah.
amongst yourselves. My
I once had a... A peanut shell.
Yeah,
like suck into my lungs. That sucked.
I remember I worked.
No pun intended.
I worked with a gentleman who had a piece of coconut lodged in the back of his throat, and he didn't realize it was there for a long time until it started to smell, because it actually rotted. And he pulled it out, and he said, "That's coconut. I haven't had coconut in like a week and a half."
How did he pull it out?
He like went with his finger and scraped.
In his throat?
Yeah. I think he gagged a lot while he did it, but I mean, it was very gross. But these are radio people.
Nastiest.
Radio people.
Name names.
Hi.
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 Hi. God. There is some hair dust conflagration here that is, I am like having an allergy attack. It's nuts.
Do you think it is just pure allergies? Or
no, there's something. I was rubbing my face earlier because it might have been my dog who tends to shed a little bit. So I don't really know.
He's feverishly rubbing your face as you always do.
We literally make love to each other.
Oh,
I love the dog.
Yeah.
Let me get back to the story.
Please.
Thank you. God, what a show.
Booze.
Capsule. Get the capsule, Mike.
Yes.
Great job today, by the way. Way to be prepared. I was prepared.
Start digging.
Hi. Jesus Christ. Booze.
Booze.
Brings us together at bars and barbecues.
Yes, it does.
But a new... Thank you.
All right, I was trying to pat
you. Are correct, thank sir. You.
Padding for your cough.
By the way, we had a little momentary dip in the connection. We had to reboot. We rebooted successfully. And Mr. I don't wait 6 seconds for anybody. His chair's empty. And we waited for him. That's twice today we've waited for him.
No, which I was on time
exciting.
Today.
Barely.
No, I was on time. That's
Rob,
why you got
the discussion we had before the show was, we're going to go whether he gets here or not.
Yeah, I think it was
2 minutes
before 9. I've been asking that for years.
It was 9:02, I think,
years.
When you arrived. I think it was 9:02.
Oh, that's BS.
9:02 by that clock.
Oh, that clock is wrong, you dick.
You were 2 minutes late.
I was not. Rob, be honest for once.
It was 9:02 on that clock. That clock is a minute fast, so it's about 9:01. You were very, very close.
Oh, no, I looked at my watch.
So, well,
no.
All right.
I started a little after 9.
All right, Rob.
And
nope.
When I started.
No mercy.
What?
No, hold on. We started. Hold on. Don't be a bully. We started after 9 o'clock, and then you walked in as we were starting. That's
the
truth.
The rule we were. He was in his seat before we started to start. Began to start.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had you watch the Mayor of Easttown. I was here.
No, okay. But forget it. Anyway, researchers.
It was very close.
Had people sit in a room together and monitored how far they stayed from each other when they were sober and when they got drunk. And drinking had a noticeable effect. I could have told you this from being
a bar. Oh, sure.
They found that when people only drank water, they more or less stayed the same distance away from each other the whole time. But once they started drinking alcohol, they moved about an inch closer every 7 to 8 minutes.
That's
We've
cool.
seen that at our live events.
It's so
we know
cool.
what we're talking about.
Close but the talkers. Science is cool.
Yeah, it is.
They did this in a lab setting. I think it's a great story. Without music or other people around. So they think the effect might be even more dramatic in loud, crowded places like bars. Of course it is.
You have
Everybody's
to hear, yeah.
dealt with the drunk that wants to get 2 inches away from your face. But you know what I told him? I told him a secret. That's what I did. So anywho, the one time they that it didn't have an effect was when the two people already knew each other.
Wow.
Of course. Yeah, it's a clinker.
I wonder how they measured if they had to like stop down the conversation and measure or they had like some sort of laser thing that monitored them. Because an inch is not very much.
No.
No.
Friends tended to move closer together in the room over time, even when they weren't drinking.
Ah.
Now, I still have a little thing in my throat, but it's not what
it
was
before. You sound much better.
Yes.
I felt as though a Boston Terrier hair was in my esophagus, sticking in. You know, those little wiry hairs.
It's a coarse hair. Yeah, it's not soft. Yeah.
Anyhow, glad I pulled out of that one. Yeah, you're a pro. There's a 49-year-old woman who goes by Jules on OnlyFans, and she's going viral right now thanks to a TikTok video where she shaves her legs with sandpaper.
Oh, I saw this morning.
Let me look at this.
Seen it. It was on the news.
Now, see, that time I wasn't planning on doing that, but I had it right there. Way to go, Mike. In the video, I'm such a great guy. In the video, she rubs her legs with sandpaper and says, quote, "I did it. Oh, my God, my skin is so soft. It's awesome." A couple of other notes from her. It only lasts for 24 hours. Shaving my beard only lasts for 24 hours.
Yeah, but I think this lady might be maybe extra hairy.
She adds lotion after she sandpapers her legs, and no, she wouldn't shave her more intimate areas with sandpaper. That's what she says.
Well, so that, for that, she uses a rasp.
But does she really work? Does this really work? Or does she really work? Same question.
Yeah.
Or is it just a stunt to get attention? Well, are you willing to test it out yourself to find out? I guess if we were as guys to test it out,
we could do it on our legs.
Yeah,
you could use it on your legs or your forearms. Right? Forearms might be a little more fun for the purposes of a demonstration.
But I think simulate what she does, it would have to be stubbly because she's probably shaved before.
And are you? What type of grade? Did I miss that in the story? What type of sandpaper are we using?
I have no idea. I didn't see the video. I just read the news story, and I have no earthly idea
what
she used on that.
In the video, she mentioned 600 grit or 600 grade, so it's a very fine sandpaper.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fine. Hey, I think that's just fine.
Some of it really fine.
Some of it really fine. That's David Bowie and Bing Crosby with Little Drummer Boy. Some of it, oh, I like that. Some of it's really
modern
fine.
Modern music, sure. Some of
modern
it really
music. Hey,
fine.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. How about getting the Bing Crosby ice cream? Nice. Nice. We use a Madagascar vanilla, ba-ba-ba-boo, with Bing Crosby's vanilla ice cream.
It was weird because it was like vanilla, chocolate, and banana. Those were his three flavors.
Yeah.
His favorite.
Yeah, sure.
Gary, I'll let you out of the cage if you want a sample of my banana ice cream. There we are.
Gary, your mother's she's so tired from being pregnant. Bring her a martini.
Bring her a martini. Put a little scoop of Bing's vanilla right in there. Make her a vanilla martini. Yeah. He'd hate that. He'd hate like those foo-foo drinks, right?
He was a Scotch guy.
I want my booze straight up. I want a neat a shot glass. I don't need any.
Look at all of this bourbon. All this bourbon. Some of it really fine.
Some of it really fine. It's a weird show today. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit was treated with an antifungal ointment containing the steroid betamethasone that may have caused the horse to fail a post-race drug test. That's Bob Baffert and his story later.
That's his new story? It's not a guy peeing in the hay anymore?
Yeah, he didn't issue it. It was his lawyer. Baffert said Medina Spirit was treated for dermatitis with the ointment once a day leading up to the May 1st race, and that equine pharmacology experts have told him this could explain the test results. I smell a rat. You've been in the game for 40 years. You know all the substances that could cause a problem. That's what it is.
This is out of the playbook of every great Olympian that's been found to have cheated, where they said, well, the doctor said to use this.
Yeah.
And then they blame the doctor, and the vet should have known that he was going to race and he couldn't take this type of ointment.
Yeah. And then Bob Baffert issued a statement, Mike. Bob Baffert's statement was, that's the ticket.
Meanwhile, the horse apparently will run in a Preakness
this weekend
because anything goes in Baltimore. Come on up. I don't care. I don't care if you got methamphetamine running through that horse's veins. You come up and run in a Preakness. No problem at all.
Do you think there's going to be any fungal ointments in the infield?
Yeah. Not on the horses.
No,
though.
No.
No.
I don't know. I swear to God, this toe is actually looking like it's going to fall off. It's going to fall off in the middle of the infield.
Will you smell it, please?
Yeah, let me smell it right now. Oh, that's not good. That's cheesy. That's cheesy Baltimore. It smells like cheesy fries.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm here. I paid $25 to park in the front yard of somebody who lives near Pimlico. And that just walked in the infield. Great. That's old.
You know what? Everybody loved my jester hat, but they were real bum when my girlfriend threw up in the tunnel.
Thank you very much. And now a little something. It seems like we've been doing news for an hour now. But
yes.
For those of you that don't care for it, I'm very, very sorry. I just had to get up. I had something in my throat.
Mike, some of these stories are really fine.
Really fine. Some of those news stories really fine being, baboo. A woman named Thea Loveridge just posted a TikTok video, another one, about how she got revenge on her... They're going to TikTok a lot with these stories now.
Not
just Florida.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
She got revenge on her ex-boyfriend's mistress. She said that right after she and her ex-boyfriend had a baby, Kalassi,
yes.
She found out he'd been cheating on her the whole time with his ex-girlfriend.
Mm. Oh.
So she broke up with him. And then he went to jail. Not saying why he went to jail, but he just went to jail. The guy's mistress kept sending him messages trying to figure out why he wasn't contacting her. So Thea told the woman he was dead.
Oh.
And she even staged a fake funeral.
Nice.
And now about 3 years later, she says the mistress still posts on Facebook about how much she misses him and how sad she is that she couldn't save him.
People are so stupid.
They are.
There's a video going viral right now, so that's what this video is, and it's probably going to be when that Thea's video is going viral now, so this is probably going to be when this mistress finds the truth.
I would think so,
she's come clean on everything she did. No word on what jail this guy's in, but I'm going to say that it's the love jail.
If you see me playing around with another cute woman, I'm going to the love jail. Oh, the love jail is a really real place where we can cheat together. Love jail, baby. Fantastic. Low IQ mistresses and girlfriends aplenty. Having babies out of wedlock then going to jail. The love jail.
Sorry.
I like
that. I love
away
it.
There. Anyway, that's my throat feels fine now.
We're back, baby.
You weathered it.
We're back.
Weathered it. That's great.
We're back.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and we'll come back with something I have no idea what.
Hey.
We'll be right back. Call me when you have no class.
All right. It's me, Matthew McConaughey. What's up? I'm just chilling, having a cold one, and getting ready to run for governor of Texas. I live in Austin. All right. I know that everything this dude needs for a great campaign is available at the TMOS Shopping Center. Flags, bunting, yard signs, buttons, also bongos, shell necklaces, body oils, water pipes, but no shirts. All right. So don't forget to shop Target and Walmart at MikeOMaraShow.com. Come in the booth. Vote Matt. It's where it's at. I'll run the state smoother than a Texas drawbridge. And if you want to know my platform, I am remarkably centrist because you don't want your government to be all right.
Thank you, Matthew.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Are you still going to the post office and still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to do that anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. You can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail.
anywhere you want to send it. Then schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's absolutely no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. And we want to thank from the bottom of our hearts stamps.com
yes.
for being a fantastic advertiser on the Mike O'Mara
long-term
for a,
partner.
Show for a
long
good,
time.
A long-term yeah. partner. We are very, very, very grateful. That piece of meat that I showed both of you boys the other day
yes.
From Costco.
Please be more specific because
organic.
Taken out of context, that
right,
piece
let me
of
just,
meat could be.
That, here's what happened. Mm. Go to Costco, mm. see some ground turkey, decide I'm going to buy it, get a cabbage, chop that up, make my little mix of cabbage and turkey meat for a low-cal meal
it's a good
at
meal.
Home you can eat. And I can go to it. I put it in a bowl in the refrigerator. I can go to it multiple times. Ended up going to it three times. Got my my meat out of it. But that was the second round of ground turkey because the first turkey I bought came from Costco. Costco. It was three.
It's a town in Russia, isn't it?
Costco.
Yes.
And in my kitchen, I will splash the ground tubercular turkey meat whenever the F I please.
In Costco, hot dog buys you.
By the way, might have to put this on the show. I don't want to be a stage dad. I really don't.
Oh, no.
But I have to share this with you. My son, the other day, did a Russian accent, and I
Where did it come from?
Died. He has the gift. It's natural. It comes to him natural. And he's in there going, very scary, daddy. And I was, oh, my God. It's not perfect, but it's hysterical. And he does it. So back to the turkey.
Yeah.
I'm in the Costco and I buy, I guess they come in pounds attached to each other.
Yeah.
You know how they connect the plastic
yes.
stuff?
Yeah, yes. It's almost like a bubble pack of turkey where there's like a I know they do have a ground beef
this
too.
Is the type of meat you don't have to reserve.
Right.
And you really have to be careful with it. I think if you want ground, you need something that's been like processed a few days before it hits the shelf.
Yeah.
Not something like this that maybe has been in a farm and then got to here and then got to there.
No
got
preservatives.
To a distribution center. The no preservative, they should have had preservatives because it wasn't preserved.
No.
And I opened the first thing and I'm like, but still I'm thinking, well, maybe not that bad. I think people overreact to bad food. I really do. That's from my mom.
How hungry were you when you made that decision?
That's my depression era mom who's like, oh, come on, it's fine. You know, it's like, Mom, smell this milk. That's fine. That's good.
Yeah. It's
and
like
I eat my Fruit Loops going like this.
Why do they taste? Should Fruit Loops be sour?
These taste a little off.
Yeah. Like
these
in the
Fruit
movie
Loops
Mother.
Taste like onions, mommy.
The movie Mother with Debbie Reynolds, when she says, you just have to scrape off the protective ice coating.
The protective ice. So it stunk, and then I cooked it, and it still stunk. I threw it out. Then Carla said, save one of them. I'll take it back to the Costco. And we'll get reimbursed. So I bring it in for show and tell, and I put it up on the counter here, and she said, and I forgot about it.
Oh, Mike!
I forgot about the but it was sealed. It was hermetically sealed.
Sure.
So Carla says to me this morning, right before the show starts, she said, by the way, are you ever going to remove that turkey from the studio from like 4 days? I'm like, oh, no! Oh, no! And I walk in, and the sealed package, which when I brought it in, you saw it.
It was
kind of like smushy and stuff like that, it looks like a balloon.
Oh, it's getting ready to burst.
So the gas is from
there's something rotting in there.
The nasty meat. And the room, probably about 20 minutes before showtime, still smelled like turkey. And I'll probably smell like dead, rancid, nasty turkey.
Is it so bad that you can't keep it around for the return?
Yeah, it's in the trash now.
So you
it's
gotta,
in the outside
that's,
trash.
That's, yeah. That's like the scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High where he's at the fast food place. And he's like,
I would have put it in the disposal if the disposal wasn't broken.
Oh, no.
The disposal switch. By the way, you know how you have the switches that are the little toggle switch?
Yeah, like a light switch.
Kind,
yeah.
And then you have the kind now in modern homes where you press the, you know, the little toggle there.
Yeah, they're wider.
I'm not really describing. This is why I'm not handy, because I can't even describe
it. You have your classic switch, and your modern switches actually go boop, boop. Like it depress boop, boop, it boop, and press it.
Mm-hmm. That's what it does. Well, they suck. I've had like four of them go bad in the horror house that I live in here. This house where everything goes bad. And this one, the other day, it's loose. And then it falls out. It literally fell out of the wall.
The switch or the switch
the
plate?
Switch,
oh, no.
The plate. What the switch and the plate, the same thing,
yes,
right?
Well, I was saying, well, if the switch would, it would be really weird if just the switch fell out. That's what I was thinking. But
you mean the handle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, well, no, that's no, what no, broke. No. The whole plate comes out together.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But the plate did not come out. The little toggle switch
in the middle,
inside
out,
the middle,
out, yes.
That popped out, and then I'm putting it together. It goes, gang,
oh
gang,
no, 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 gang,
spark, spark.
Yeah.
And then I forgot
about
it.
How hard are you pounding that thing?
I'm messing around with it, trying to dick around with it, and it's nasty. I'll show it to you.
I can't wait. I like to turn all, because there's only, you know how
you have a garbage disposal at your house?
Oh, no.
I didn't think so.
But the switches are important because you can spend a lot of money on like a Lutron switch,
yes,
which can be run off your phone,
right?
Or you can spend a little money and they'll break every like 2 years. But with Mike's rating for how hard he bangs on things,
yeah, he needs professional grade.
Yeah, he wants like a commercial grade.
My house has the old fashioned, you know, just standard light switch. But you know, I've been there almost 10 years. I still sometimes hit the light when I want to turn on the disposal. I forget which is which. I don't know why it's
a little label. Oh, you know what? With a permanent marker, right? Disposal.
Yeah, and then Rob.
Yeah.
This is my name on it.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, okay.
There we are. That's too cheap for you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need a luxury Lutron switch.
And this
that way you can turn on the disposal with Bluetooth, right?
This thing fell out, too.
Mm.
Oh.
Whatever that is.
So when you were repairing it, you didn't kill the breaker?
Well, no. We unplugged the babysitter for Michael the other night.
Yeah.
Unplugged the disposal. And
completely.
It wasn't sparking anymore, so I dicked around with it while that was
Your disposal's
happening.
Not hardwired to electricity? It's like got
no.
a plug? Oh, that's weird.
It's got a plug. Most of them do, under the sink.
Mine's
Most
hardwired.
Of them have a plug.
Mine's hardwired.
I don't know enough about it because I don't have one.
I had to upgrade a disposal because my kids kept breaking it, so I've got one for like a family of eight.
I feel like a disposal is meant for two things, someone that cooks a lot or someone that's trying to dispose of evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I should have put it down the disposal. But it's now out in the garage, and I know the garage is going to smell like ass in about 10 minutes.
It's best, Mike, it's best that you didn't do the disposal, because even if it, you know, it goes clearly, it's still in your pipe. Pipes, pipes.
Before we, God, do I have time here? No, I'm going to have to do it in the next break. Our old friend Dick Van Patten.
Uh-huh.
There is a listener who posted something online regarding the late Dick Van Patten. And I have no idea you didn't know anything about this, Rob.
No, I don't know about it.
It will fascinate you.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I don't know how much is shtick, how much is real, but it seems to be legitimate. And with all of our contact with Dick Van Patten, God rest his soul, over
nice
the
man.
Years.
Very nice
I'm
man.
Very, very surprised that this never came up. But we will talk about it when we return, because there was a side of Dick Van Patten that nobody apparently ever knew. And maybe this particular project did not garner enough attention to alert the media.
Well, I know he did
but
a lot.
Alerted us now.
He did a lot of projects, as you recall. Some of them were more successful than others, but he was always looking for a buck. That's the thing about Dick Van Patten. So I'm curious to hear what you're going to talk about. I don't know.
Well, this appears to be from the Eight Is Enough era. That's when
the golden
that was the
years.
Pinnacle of his
yeah the
fame
golden years
mm-hmm. was Eight and Enough. So we'll take a break. I'll try to get the turkey stink out of the house and
yes.
get the internet to work and get the dog hair out of my throat and get everything else that's happened on a what I would call a very normal show where things just hit the fan constantly right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody, and I certainly hope you're enjoying your fabulous hump day, middle of the week. How about that?
No, I didn't come here to preach to you today. You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sake.
There is no God.
I guess I'd have to say Jesus. Who better than Christ?
Praise be to He.
We're crucifying someone tonight?
Daddy, you just threw Jesus across the room.
If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I was in the sky with Jesus.
I was in the sky with Jesus. Isn't so, that special?
Brothers and sisters, it's the Reverend Twitch here preaching the truth. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your salvation of laughs. An extra uncensored show that delivers heavenly hilarity each and every week. Get a bonus show subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com and always remember...
Oh, you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to Mike O'Mara.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sunday. The lawn down here in Florida is great. The lawn up in Maine is great. It is really a wonderful product, Sunday. It is so lush and green and no brown spots. Thanks to Sunday. I give them all the credit for this. It's more than just a yard care product. It's a custom lawn care plan with a variety of ways to help you grow a beautiful lawn, control weeds, and remove pests. They take out all of the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for everybody. All I had to do to get this wonderful product was go to GetSunday.com, put in my home address, and their free lawn analysis tool took care of the rest in seconds. Sunday explains exactly what you need and why, and that's good. I like knowing what's behind all of this. By the way, they explain all the detail of it, but the process itself is absolutely easy. Everything is waiting at your door when you need it. All I had to do was attach a ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose.
That's it.
That's as easy as it gets. And spray. And you're done. Lawn care used to take up a whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works, and the grass looks better than ever. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. I always hate it when a listener posts something that I find right before the show starts that I want to talk about, and then I lose them on Facebook. I forgot the guy's name. I didn't do it, so I had to do a deep dive on this and find it myself. But a listener posts this,
okay,
and I'll find out who it is. If you send me a message, I'll give you credit for it tomorrow on the show. But Dick Van Patten was somebody that on the old Don and Mike show, we ended up having a wonderful celebrity relationship with.
Very nice man.
It really was fun. He actually came to a charity event that we did and was the guest celebrity. Rob Spiewak got to take him to a great Chinese restaurant. It was we've talked about Dick Van Patten over the years because it was our little taste of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. We actually went out to Hollywood and went to Dick Van Patten's house.
I have the only clay court in Los Angeles.
He was out there in the Sherman Oaks or yes, wherever the hell he was. Yeah. And we would go. We went next door to Vince Van Patten's house where Vince was getting a massage. It was special. And he was a super nice guy.
Do you remember how he was so, he would downplay stuff? He says, well, for a while he was dating Yasmin Bleeth. She's very pretty.
He's so low-key. Because he was really, he was a child star, right?
Yeah, he was on a show called I Remember Mama.
Right.
That was like in the 1950s, and his character was named Nels, and that's why his oldest son is named Nels, named after his
and
character.
And he was a Hollywood lifer.
Yeah.
Spent his whole life out there, and it was the family business to him.
Yep.
And that's how he conducted himself. It was not a big deal. He was not starstruck or anything, and he had Hollywood friends a mile long that he played poker with, like Dom DeLuise and people like this. And there are a lot of them are gone now, and it's sad.
He would hit the Playboy Mansion for poker night. He was one of those guys.
He loved the whole Hollywood life. That's what that was his world.
Yep.
And you know, Rob's right when he said he never met a buck he didn't like. He had dog food. He had Dick Van Patten dog food.
Yeah, people can eat it. I'm sending you a can for you to eat.
I ate it.
Yeah, it was good.
I ate the Irish stew. I ate a big spoonful of the Irish stew. It was marvelous. So it was really cool to be associated with him. We were very sad when he passed away. And then because we've talked about Dick Van Patten, the listener posts this, an album cover.
Mm. Oh.
An album cover from... As seen on Laura Marr Television's Eight Is Enough, the record label appears to be Fuxleyland Records, Fuxleyland.
Oh, then.
All right, that's walking the line.
No, it looks, I'm looking at the sticker that says non-promotional copy, must be purchased, and it's Dick Van Patten, and the title of the album, look, I don't know if I'm getting duped here.
Okay.
Dickin' Around the Pool, Dick Van Patten, and the Brint Marsden Casio Tone Conundrum.
Okay, well, here's what I'll say about Dick. He did, I have at home somewhere a VHS tape he did of dirty tennis jokes. So I know that he did some multimedia stuff. He did the magic trick infomercial. He did DuraShears. He did...
Well, those are commercials.
These are all commercials.
I didn't know he was... So there are liner notes here.
Okay, good, good.
From the album, Dickin' Around the Pool. Here's something. This is the first part of the line. Yes. This is what it says. Here's something, exclamation point. Dick Van Patten, innovator, instigator, and unadulterated genius, brings us the album The Village Voice called... A cross between Rod Stewart and male pattern baldness. So they're doing a little shtick with the album notes.
Sure, sure.
Dick's newest release on Fuxleyland Records.
Yes.
Is Dickin' Around the Pool. It's available beginning on Monday at Tower Records, Licorice Pizza, Wallach's Music City, and other fine record outlets. Look out, Mr. Clark. Rock and roll just got a new dick. here are the songs.
Please. Okay.
On his album, the Pina Colada song.
Oh.
Do You Think I'm Sexy? Like a Rock. Working for the Weekend. Are you searching now? Are you searching?
I found the album. This can't be real. This
Disco
can't be real.
Disco Duck.
No.
Heart of Glass. Starship Trooper. The Return of the Pretty Boat. I Want to Be Your Dog. Love Roller Coaster. Snoopy versus the Red Baron and more. Do you have anything? Do you have anything available?
Nothing comes up. Normally a Discogs will have it. They have a listing for Dick Van Patten, but not for the album.
The
cover looks so real, though, Oscar. Look.
Yeah, but
him with the puka shell.
Can you away with using the names like Snoopy without trademark infringement?
Because it's a song. It's an actual song. The Royal Guardsman did it.
Back in the day, I have no earthly idea whether Mr. Van Patten really did make
I think the best way to see if it exists is
there's an actual track.
If you can go to eBay and see if anyone has it listed.
Dickin' Around.
It's a great name.
All right, hold on. Let me see.
That's usually what Pony's doing during the day.
he took a noun and turned it into a verb.
Until I call him at 7 p.m. like a goddamn magic show.
All right, I'm going to look up Dick Van
Patten. Ask for a DNS address.
Let's see if we've got
It came up. Oh, there's no Dick Van Patten. It'll be listed on eBay. Sorry.
All right. Do you think it's real?
I don't think it can be real because it's almost too over the top. I would not put it past him to have put out an album.
No.
But
all right.
This now, poor man, his legacy is now besmirched.
No, it's not besmirched.
By some rubes.
It's a great picture of him, though. It's a very thin Dick Van Patten.
It looks sensual.
It does. It does.
It looks sweaty.
What the hell is this? Is that me?
Yes.
I want that.
I thought you were about to riff on something.
I thought we were going to spots, new music.
I don't. No. Hold on just a second. I'm looking.
Dick Van Patten, also known for what?
Well, he was in High Anxiety, the Mel Brooks movie. Mm-hmm. He was also in Robin Hood, Men in Tights. He was good friends with Mel Brooks. And Eight is Enough was his big thing, but he's just a pitchman. He did also, you would always see him on a Love Boat or a...
I remember the first Alert commercials.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was, you know what? He was America's dad.
Yeah.
I think there might be another Dick Van Patten.
Is that a Dick Van Patten track?
Says Dick Van Patten, Patrick DeRosa, Rosebuds and Laser Beams. That's not the same thing.
There'll be a Jax this Saturday. I don't see
it. That is our quest. If anybody knows of it, if anybody has it,
it looks like a scam. It looks like a scam to me. I think it might be a scam.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, it's very, very exciting.
But a great man. So. Remember when he died, my tribute to him was only clips from commercials that he did.
He was a sweetheart, and I miss him, and it was just cool. And, of course, we mentioned the answering machine that we would call, where Dick would have a joke of the day, and they would be horrible, absolutely horrible jokes that we
Do you remember the poem?
If you missed Dick and you missed Pat, leave a message. That is that. He didn't really worry about really testing himself, himself.
No, he didn't.
Mentally on that. But anyway, that just to check. Now to get it a little bit more modern. My wife believes that I have a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio. Last night in the O'Mara household, I watched for maybe the third time in 2 weeks. at least a significant portion of Django Unchained.
Okay.
Which is just so much fun. It's just, I mean, of all the Tarantino movies, I think maybe Django might be passing Pulp Fiction for my
What about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah, Hollywood.
Well, that's
man.
The other one that's floating around now. Yeah. I guess DiCaprio might be having a project coming out, or Quentin Tarantino.
He is,
I have
but
no
those
idea.
Are just classic films now. And they're great they're classic, to watch.
But the way they do it, at least it was explained to me a long time ago, the way they do it on cable now, is that if Tom Hanks has a new movie hitting, you're going to start seeing his stuff show up on Cinemax, oh, exactly. HBO, mm-hmm. and Showtime,
yeah.
and stuff like that. So
subliminal
last
marketing.
Night, last night, I was I had the dinner I wanted so bad. I went and got the Publix non-breaded wings, and they were lovely. Probably a little too much fat content, but, you know, I'm eating protein.
That's right.
And I'm sitting down, and I watch a good chunk of Django. And by the way, Django, I just love a great revenge picture.
Yeah.
And what better way to exact revenge than on a horrible plantation owner named Monsieur Candy, mm-hmm. played so magnificently by Leonardo DiCaprio. And I'm watching that. So I watch it. I turn it off. Have a little din-din. Then Carla comes in later, and I've got Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where DiCaprio's having the scene with the little girl, yeah. where he's playing the Western,
oh, it's a great scene.
The Western guy.
Yeah.
And it was sweet. It was a sweet moment. And yeah, I think Leonardo DiCaprio, because of all the women, and he's pretty, and all that stuff, I think he might be, believe it or not, you know, don't yell at me here, a little underrated. I think he gets known for his Playboy lifestyle and his look and all this. I think he's very multidimensional as an actor.
I agree, and I think people soured on him because he was so overexposed with Titanic, and Titanic was like a 1 year run in the theaters.
I think
right,
and I think people get sick of him, but he is great.
I think it's you guys because. A younger generation has been into Leo since day one. The Revenant was wonderful. His acting there with a bear and nothing
phenomenal.
But nature.
Mm-hmm.
Just
phenomenal.
Killer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the list now. I mean, I put him on the list of the greats when you see him attached to a project. It's fantastic. I was bummed out to find out that Frank Abagnale movie, Catch Me If You Can, was all BS because it was such a great performance by Leonardo.
Exactly. But
it doesn't diminish him, though. It doesn't diminish
no,
him.
And but it was a bummer because yeah. it was such a good movie. I like that. I think he's great in everything he does. And I think it's sad to me that Quentin Tarantino is talking about not making a lot more movies, which I think he ought to. Because what the tell about Quentin Tarantino outside of Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs is when he makes these movies that rewrite history in mm-hmm. a yeah. really cool way.
Yeah.
Like Hitler getting machine gunned
yes. yeah.
or the Manson family, you know, getting blown up with a flamethrower.
Yes.
We go back and we look at our villains of history.
You love your revenge pictures. You do.
I love
you always know,
it can be a bad revenge picture. Well, the Odenkirk is yeah. fantastic. You know, mm-hmm. that's good, too. I like that. And the one with Peter Dinklage in it right now that, oh, God, what is that movie? I don't know the name of it. Anyway.
The nursing home movie? The one with the assisted deaths or the people dying in nursing homes?
Yeah, the people dying yeah, in nursing homes.
I'll
it's
find
a great movie.
Which, I really do care.
Right.
Wasn't that called?
I think it's I Really Care or
I really care. So
care.
Something like that. Yeah.
Any revenge picture, to me, that theme, I don't know what that says about me emotionally.
I care a
but
lot.
But that
I
theme,
care a lot.
I can even, you know, I think the whole thing really gained traction with Taken. Taken was just such a spectacular, mm-hmm. you know, you've got big, I can, by the way, I can suspend my disbelief when I'm watching a revenge picture that I can't suspend when I'm watching an action adventure like a Transformers.
I
can't do it then. You know?
On Amazon Prime now, Without Remorse, a Tom Clancy Michael B. Jordan mm-hmm. is available for free. Should have been in theaters, but now on Amazon Prime.
You do you like that? I'm toying with that one about watching that
Without
particular
remorse?
Film.
It's,
Without
I, remorse. I'm a rube for anything that has any sort of DC centric theme.
Okay,
and he is a
the comic book or the city.
The city.
Okay, very good.
But if you like a story about someone done wrong and then a right is wrong.
Right.
You're going to love that one.
The revenge picture.
Right. Sorry, still got that dog. You know, another one that's really, really good, and this just came out yesterday, it's and it's DC themed. It's Without Gasoline. That's coming out, too. That's a really, really good. takes place mostly in Northern Virginia instead of D.C., but anywho,
emergency.
We'll take a break. It's an emergency. Thank you, Northam. Ralph. We will take a break, and we will come back with the digital dumpster right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. The album is Dickin' Around the Pool. Somebody find it, please.
Hi, I'm Rachel Riddell.
And I'm Samantha Riddell.
You know, our father is Twitch from the Mike O'Mara Show.
We've known Uncle Mike our entire lives.
Dad played keyboards in Mike's DJ band. He sold advertising for the show and worked behind the scenes on the podcast.
Nowadays, Dad makes fruitcakes and works into the night producing promos for TMOS.
Our dad doesn't do all this because he loves Mike O'Mara. Dad lost a big Super Bowl bet to Mike back in 2014 and is still trying to pay it off.
For limited time, $1 from every TMOS bonus show subscription will go towards paying Mike off so we can have our daddy back.
Won't you please help us?
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show and help set our father free.
Sometimes I can still hear his voice.
Guys, I'm right here.
We love you, daddy.
We love you so much, Twitch. We wanted more of you.
Yes.
But you said no. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Wedding season update. Legacy Box is an effortless way to have your outdated media digitally preserved to a modern format. And right now, they're offering 40% off so you can ensure your memories are safe for generations. As things return to normal, wedding season is upon us. That's not to be confused with birthday season.
No.
Legacy Box actually digitally preserved VHS tapes of Rob's wedding, which is spectacular. It's when Rob was much smaller than he is now.
Yes, more hair, though.
Were you really much smaller than you are now?
A little smaller, yeah.
A little smaller, yeah. Okay.
I've been smaller, I've been bigger, you know.
I know. Yeah. It's a wonderful, that's the name of your album, too. It's going to be Rob's silver anniversary, but the memories are golden. Isn't ensuring that your family's legacy is digitally preserved just as important as creating these memories themselves? I ask you that. I teach you that here. Legacy Box is a way for you to easily and affordably digitally preserve your past. The process is so easy or so. You pack and send. Their team digitizes everything by hand. Then you enjoy perfectly preserved digital copies on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we did. Right now, Legacy Box offering 40% off so your family can celebrate meaningful moments at a fraction of the normal price. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to get started today. That's legacybox.com/TMOS for 40% off. And I hope you like it as much as we do. As a matter of fact, yesterday I posted a picture, an old picture that my sis sent me of my mama, which was
Did you remember that picture? I was curious about that.
No, because I wasn't here.
No, but I mean, but the photograph itself, because like when we were going...
That is actually a close-up of a photo I have of my mom and dad on their wedding day. And
oh, wow.
Way to go, Dad. Way to go. There you go. let's open up the dumpster today. Oh. Was that gross? That wasn't meant to be gross.
No. I think just what was grosser is I've been smaller, I've been bigger.
Even when I was little, I was big.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be a good child book or adult erotica, one or the other.
Mike, Brood 10 is in the dumpster with Francis.
Oh, look at that. The cicadas are in the dumpster right now.
All right, shut up.
Okay, we enjoyed them. Stop enjoying it yourself.
Mike, have sounds. You ever heard of foreign accent syndrome?
Have I ever heard of what?
Foreign accent syndrome.
I have not.
Okay, this is usually after a traumatic brain injury or a brain surgery. Sometimes people wake up with a foreign accent.
Ooh.
And it happens, but this is wild because it doesn't usually happen when you have a tonsillectomy. This is an Australian woman who, before her tonsillectomy, spoke with an Australian accent. Now, she's Irish.
I woke up with an Irish accent. And I've never been to Ireland before. And I went to the hospital and they couldn't provide any answers. At this stage, I don't think it's going to get better.
What do you think?
Don't trust it as absolute BS.
Really? Oh, wow.
Because Australia is
a BS, attention grabbing, mentally ill person.
Is she attractive?
Not that good looking, no.
You have a tonsillectomy and say, "Hey, Lucky Charms, everybody." Happens to me all the time. I woke up this morning and I got this incredible accent that you had. Well, and then I woke up Tuesday, had a Russian accent. There he is.
You've got a great BS meter, so I got to go with you.
Yeah, it seemed suspect to me.
Well, especially when they're so eager to talk about their malady.
Mm. Yeah. When Michael had the Russian accent, had he had a tonsillectomy?
No, but he got hit with the dodgeball.
Oh, there you go.
Sky Zone.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
This is my club. I will splash the pop. All right, go ahead.
All right. This is a guy from Italy. He's a banjo player. And what's neat about this, it's Mozart played on a banjo, which is kind of cool anyway. But this is one take. He's fingering the strings with one hand, and he has a little, almost like violin bow, but it's called a guitar bow, with the other. This is one guy playing Mozart on a banjo. Oh, wait, when the second part comes in, it's really cool.
This song is featured on the album "Dickin' Around the Pool" by Dick Van Patten.
And Mike, Italian critics said it's so good. It's very good for you.
That's lovely that somebody can do that. I don't know if I'm going to, go to a concert and pay to see that.
Well, no, what I gave you there is the best 28 seconds of it, and now you don't have to go to the concert.
Very exciting.
Stay home.
Very
exciting. Seth Rogen was very enthusiastic once at the Grammy Awards. He was a presenter, and he saw backstage Beyonce, and he says, I'm gonna go see Beyonce. Unfortunately, I didn't realize Beyonce security was quite as tight as it is. So this is backstage when Seth Rogen approaches Beyonce.
I was at the Grammys and I saw Beyonce.
And by the way, this sounds like Seth Rogen trying to sound like Seth Rogen, just so you know.
I was at the Grammys and I saw Beyonce with Gwyneth Paltrow, actually. And they were together. And I charged over, instinct took over. And I was like, I got to go say hi. And I was hit so hard by her security guard that I spilled a drink. I was drinking a screwdriver, which is a bad drink. I deserve what I got. But I spilled it all over myself. And then a second later, someone came up to me and was like, you now have to present a Grammy. And I was covered in a screwdriver and I was humiliated. And I didn't get to meet Beyonce. And so I did have to present a Grammy while literally like holding my arms in like a very weird position.
So he was body checked by the security and reeked of orange juice and vodka. Bad day for Seth Rogen.
She never made it up to him or anything like that?
No, we didn't see it. They got to him quickly.
Wow. So I didn't know what was happening to me.
Like any dangerous white guy.
Yes, he does. He looks a little wild, a little wily. You know.
He doesn't look balanced. He doesn't at all.
He's a little disheveled.
Hey, Beyonce, how are you?
That guy looks like a problem. Let's get him.
I can't do it. Somebody does a Seth Rogen that's spectacular. I forgot who it is.
I think if you worked backwards from his laugh, you might be able to get it. You got to start, I think, with the laugh.
Yes, that's it.
I have the Seth laugh.
you were drinking a screwdriver, Seth.
I had a screwdriver all over me.
So Starbucks, we don't have one in the building anymore, but we all still patronize Starbucks occasionally.
I'd like to get a chai tea latte there.
I go every day.
When do you think they're going to stop outdoing themselves? Here's their new drink.
Starbucks is launching the strawberry funnel cake frappuccino. It has as many calories as a double cheeseburger at McDonald's. It's a blend of strawberry puree and whipped cream with funnel cake pieces and powdered sugar.
They actually put pieces of funnel cake in it.
But look, here it is. This is, I know we always talk about, oh my God, oh my. What they're doing is they're selling ice cream. They're selling ice cream.
You're right.
Desserts. If you go into the dairy section and you look at it, they're selling the same stuff. People want a milkshake. It's not a coffee. It's a milkshake. That's what it is. And that's how they get you. They addict you to sugar.
Yeah.
Am I a jerk to think that?
Yes.
Now, look, Starbucks, even through the pandemic, they did a fantastic job still opening up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And the coffee shop downstairs opened up at 9 a.m. And I always wondered, I said...
And I always feel that downstairs it's sort of a soft 9 a.m. opening.
So...
That's sad. We had a viable location in our building.
Yes.
And, is there a close one in the new location? Is there a close...
absolutely. It's on the corner of the building. So I go there, but I wanted to patronize the mom and pop. But if you don't want to open till 9, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a big problem.
Coffee really is a morning thing. Yeah. It's a morning thing. All right, we close with this, Mike. This is a judge in Michigan. As you know, most court hearings now are being done virtually on Zoom. And when you go on Zoom, your name pops up in the corner, right? Mm-hmm. So this guy is appearing before the judge. And how shall I say this? I don't want to have to bleep it. His name comes up on Zoom as Butt Effer 3000. So, except that's not how it's. He actually spelled it out.
Correct.
Well, the judge isn't having any of that, I promise you.
Then we'll bring this fool in.
Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not Butt 3000, you yo-ho. Logging into my court with that as your screen name. What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
I apologize. That should not
be. Yeah, you should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
And then the judge.
Man, I don't want to catch that judge.
Good for him.
That is one pissed off man.
Good for him.
It's good for him.
Respect the court. Respect the court.
What it was, Mike, it was a reckless driving charge, and he got the chair. That's your digital dumpster. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Who's the guy on Saturday Night Live that was in the spacesuit? What's that character's name?
Is it Chad, isn't it? Is it Chad?
Chad. Yeah. Chad. Okay. Yeah, it's your life. Okay. And I'm pregnant. No thanks.
That's the right. Door. No thanks.
Was a good episode. It was.
Yeah. No, no, take your, good. Don't take your helmet off.
Yes. Spectacular. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. I got to go choke to death.
Yeah.
For Rob Seawag and Oscar Santana, Michael Maris saying so long, everybody. I got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.